وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. مرحبا بك أخي الكريم. No, my dear brother, you don't need to repeat your prayers. If you start the prayer and you finish and you fulfill it correctly from all sides and you forgot totally about that drops of amplifications, your prayer is still valid, alhamdulillah. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. You finish it and Allah جل وعلا will never punish you because something that is not in your hands. You understand? So it doesn't need to be repeated and it doesn't need to do it again. It doesn't need to blame yourself for it. It's not even a sin because forgetfulness is not in your hands. And you start the prayer and finish it according to your ability with the right way. So, alhamdulillah, the meeting, don't do it again. Immediately go and clean the amplifications and don't delay it. Here is the problem. You understand? Otherwise, whatever you did while you are forgetting, not remembering, it's counted for you, inshallah. The main thing, you have a complete wudu. You understand? And this reminds us with the famous narration of Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he said once the Prophet ﷺ read the prayer, and during the prayer he took his shoes out. He took his slippers out. So all the companions, they followed and they took their slippers out. After the prayer finished, the Prophet ﷺ, he noticed what they did behind him. They took their slippers all out. So the Prophet ﷺ, he asked them, why you did that? So they said, Ya Rasulullah, we saw you taking your slippers out, so we took our slippers out. They thought that is not allowed anymore to pray with the slippers, with the shoes, with the sandals. So the Prophet ﷺ, he corrected him. He said, no, it's not about that. Jibreel came when I was in the prayer, came to me and he said to me, have amplifications in my slippers, in my sandals. So I removed them and I continued my prayer. So the Prophet ﷺ, he did repeat the previous rak'at. He didn't start all from the beginning. He just took his shoes up and he continued his prayer. You understand? Why? Because this is not in his hands. Even though there's no forgetfulness issue in this matter, correct? But it's the same hukum. Means he didn't know about it. He didn't know about it, and Allah is not going to charge you for something that he didn't know about it. And when he knew about it, immediately he reacted according to his ability. So he removed the sandals and he just continued his prayers normally. So if you remembered while you are praying, you need to remove the najasa, remove the cloth if you could, or cut the prayer and go and remove it and then start over from the beginning. But after you complete, after you finish, خلاص قدر الله ما شاء فعل, you didn't need to do anything. Alhamdulillah, you finish it already correctly. Just go and clean your imperfection immediately. وفقك الله.